3D. Listening. Exercise 2A, page 34.
Today everyone knows how important it is to recycle, and most cities have got recycling programs. We're going to speak to an environmental campaigner, Jeff Winters, to find out a bit more about recycling. Welcome, Jeff. So, what can you tell us about what exactly recycling is?
Good morning. Recycling is basically the process of turning the useful parts of one used product into a brand new material. The reason we do this is to conserve our resources rather than to use new materials every time we manufacture something. Another important reason we recycle is to save energy that is used in creating new products and dumping old ones, which then means we fill our landfill sites up too quickly. We don't want to keep dumping more and more waste into the ground.
Can you give us some actual facts and figures about the benefits of recycling?
Sure. Now imagine you buy a bottle of water. For that small plastic bottle, we need oil byproducts and energy just to manufacture it. This will release harmful emissions into our atmosphere. Then, if you just dump the bottle, it can take up to 1,000 years to break down. Why not recycle it to prevent another bottle from entering this cycle of waste and pollution? Now imagine that in the USA alone, it is estimated that 29 billion bottles of water are sold each year. That needs 17 million barrels of crude oil to manufacture the bottles. What would happen if everyone just threw their bottles away? It's just not acceptable. We have to do something.
Can you tell us how much of our household waste can usually be recycled then, Jeff?
Well, of course, that amount is different for each household. Some people make an effort to buy food and household products with less packaging, which means less waste. These people then produce less recyclable waste, because they aren't as wasteful to begin with. However, on average, our group thinks that as much as 60% of the rubbish that is still being sent to landfill sites could be recycled. The majority of people I speak to say they would recycle more if it was easier. But just how difficult is it to separate recyclable waste from non-recyclable? Not at all.
Very interesting, Jeff. So do people realise that they are making a difference when they recycle?
There are people who do realise, but most people don't know what a huge difference it really makes. If everyone just spent a few seconds of their day putting a newspaper or a drinks can into a recycling bin, it would save so many of our planet's resources from being depleted and prevent further environmental harm.
There are other things that people can do to achieve this too, aren't there?
Definitely. We should also reuse things more. Many of our everyday waste items can actually be very good materials for someone with a creative mind. The possibilities are endless. I've seen people turn their old vinyl discs into wall clocks. They look great and they're really cheap to make. A friend of mine turns old clothes into accessories. Her trademark design is a handbag made from old denim jeans.
That's great. So we've got recycling and reusing. Any other tips for our listeners?
Yes, while we're going through the R words, let's complete the set. Recycle, reuse, and reduce. The last one, reduce, is just there to remind us not to produce as much waste in future. Avoid packaged foods and products when you can. Keep and reuse whatever you don't need to throw away or recycle. And when you have to throw something out, make sure that it's recycled if it can be. We can make a huge difference to the environment by each just playing a small part.